power negotiating tips. So in this section, we're going to really load you up with tips on how to become a master negotiator and be able to negotiate deals to get the best prices you want, and also to sell and flip things for top dollar. So the first thing I want you to remember is on Craigslist, everything is negotiable, okay? Everything you see, I don't care if they say price is firm, you know, this and that. Look, on Craigslist, everything is negotiable, okay? When you see, let's say you see a item that you want to buy on Craigslist and try and flip it, there's no reason why you should not try to negotiate to try and get the best price. Now, remember, your ability to properly negotiate and really get, you know, prices down and deals in your favor will ultimately affect how much you're going to make in the long run. Now, if you think about it this way, imagine if you came across something for $50. Someone was selling a smartphone for $50. Even if you got just $20 off, so let's say you went in and said, I'll give you $30 for your smartphone instead of $50. If they accept it, you might not feel like it's a lot of money because, like, it's only $20. It's not a huge deal, which it really isn't in the big scheme of things, but it kind of is at the same time. Because think about it this way. You may have just chopped off $20 off of the price, and it might not seem like that much, but imagine this. Imagine if you took off $20 off of 10 different items and within the course of a week or a month. Now, $20 times 10 is $200. So you just put back $200 back into your pocket. Now let's take things even further, and let's say that throughout the whole year, let's say you negotiated $20 off of 200 products. So that means every time you went to buy something, you managed to negotiate the price down to just $20. Now $20 times 200 is $4,000. So that means because of your ability and skill to be able to negotiate successfully, you just put $4,000 cash back into your pocket for that whole year. Okay, so negotiate every single time as much as you can, because every dollar you save will add up. Okay, now think about it on higher ticket items. Let's say you negotiated $50 down, and let's say you did that with 10 items. Okay, so 50 times 10 is $500. You just put $500 back into your pocket. Okay, so always keep that in mind. On Craigslist, everything is negotiable. You want to always offer low and then counter offer. Okay, so I'm going to go through a few points with you to basically a few ways to minimize rejection whenever you're selling. Okay, so number one, so whenever you're selling something and you want to minimize other people's ability to negotiate with you, in other words, lower your selling price, let's go over a few points. Number one is one option. Now, I would use this very carefully. I don't always use this, but number one is simply setting a firm price. So in your ad, when you post your item for sale, if you just simply put firm price, or, you know, price is firm, that'll suddenly cut out. It'll filter out all of the people who will try and lowball you and try and give you low offers. Okay. Number two is build leeway into your price. So that means if you're going to charge a lot for an item, if you're going to set a price that might seem high to most people, really make sure you're selling the shit out of that product in your ad description, through your photos and everything. You basically want to justify that price. Now, when I sell Yamaha keyboards, I would buy a $200 Yamaha keyboard and sell it successfully for $600. And how you do that is you basically, from beginning to end, you're constantly selling them on why it's worth $600. You're persuading them. You're positioning the product in such a way that justifies the price so that they almost want to pay you that much. They almost want to pay you what you're asking because you fully sold them on wanting to do that, okay? Number three is trust your gut, okay? If you post something up for sale and you get a counter offer on it, if you truly feel that this is the best offer you're going to get on it, go ahead and sell it. Okay, go ahead and sell it and move on to the next deal. Okay, if you've been sitting on an item for, you know, several weeks or a couple months and you get a low offer finally from one person, you know, think about selling it. I mean, you don't want to wait around forever for that perfect high price, okay? So you have to kind of trust your gut when it comes to that and be able to make a decision. You know, are you going to sell it or are you going to try and keep it, even if it means keeping it for a couple more months, okay? Number four is simply tell people to bring cash, okay? So when you're selling something, a lot of people like to contact you on it and maybe want to schedule a time to look at the item. Tell them straight up. Tell them from the beginning. Even post it in your ad, bring cash, okay? Tell them to bring cash. You know, you're basically telling them you're serious about this. You're not here to waste time, play games. Bring cash. You know, if you're firm and direct like that, people are not going to, it's going to basically decrease the chances of people screwing around, wasting time and trying to negotiate your price down with you, okay? Another thing I've realized when it comes to selling things is a lot of people, actually the other day, I was selling something for $45 and the guy texted me, he's like, oh, would you take $40? It's easier to get out of the ATM, okay? And don't fall for these things, okay? People are going to try to justify the, you know, if you, after you've been flipping for a really long time, you'll start noticing things. You'll start noticing tactics that buyers try and use. One of them being the whole, ATM ease of, you know, cash thing. So for example, most ATMs only dispense money in $20 bill form. So that means if you want $45, you're going to have to either get $40 or $50. I mean, $40 or $60. There is no middle ground since they only come out in $20 bills. So what a lot of people do is they say, oh, it's easier to get this much out of the ATM. Can I just pay you $40 instead of $45? Don't give in to this, okay? If they're not willing to, you know, it takes 2 seconds. Go into a gas station, get change, come pay me the full price, okay? If that's the case, flip it on them. Be like, you know what? It's also easier to get $60. Why don't you just pay me more, you know? Now, that's a different story. They're going to be like, okay, fine. No, I'll go get you the money, you know? So don't fall for the tricks that buyers try and play on you, especially with the whole ATM thing or, like, getting change and whatnot. They're gonna try and pull that on you. Always tell them to bring cash. And don't fall into their, you know, ATM lack of having change or getting change tactics they try and use. Number five is always be professional in everything. So email, texts, conversations, always have professionalism, friendly courtesy, and, you know, say please, say thank you. You know, just be very kind, respectful, but stay professional. And stay firm. So in the blueprint, in the Flipping Ninja blueprint, I want you to turn to page 258 and I'll show you exactly how to handle lowballers via email. You know, what to say, exact word for word responses on how to respond to people when someone tries and lowball you or give you a low offer that you are not willing to accept. Okay. Number six is be self-aware. So basically what that means is, if you love face-to-face bargaining, that's great. That's awesome. But what if you're the type of person who gets cold sweats and, you know, stomach butterflies from in-person discussions? You know, what if you're just not the type who likes, being face-to-face and negotiating? That's totally fine. And that's the beauty of being in this business, is that you can do all of your business via email and texts until that very last stage where you actually have to pick up the item or sell the item or do the transaction, okay? You know, or if you wanna, this, I would not recommend doing this, but if you are truly, you know, afraid of dealing with people either face-to-face or talking with them on the phone as far as negotiation goes, don't put your phone number, okay? In the ad, instead, what you want to do is, you know, work on your email templates for replies, okay? You know, so basically use email, text, and, you know, those means for all your replies, negotiations, thank yous, after the negotiations are completed, and keep using that until you guys come on an agreement and you can actually meet and do the transaction, okay? So be self-aware. Number seven is listen, okay? Listen more. Now, a lot of people in the sales field, not all of them, but unfortunately there's a lot of people who work in sales who suffer from an occupational disease called talking too much, okay? You know, you talk too much, you won't nonstop, you keep going and going, or you write too much, okay? Just stop talking for a sec and flip it, okay? Start listening more. Say less. Listen more. Okay. I've seen ads where people even, you know, complained about the item. So here they are. They're posting up something for sale that they want someone to pay them money for. And they are complaining within their ad description. Like it's taking up too much space, or the spouse is complaining about how much money they spent, or the item is ugly and they hate it. You know, I mean, that's fine and all, but keep in mind from a selling standpoint, that's going to affect the amount you're going to get paid for it. And also it's not going to attract as many people. Okay. If you're just completely bashing the product and you won't stop talking bad about it. Okay. Never let the buyer know you're desperate to get rid of something. Okay. Desperation on your part looks like dollar signs to the buyer. If they see or sense it, and trust me, they'll be able to. Even if you don't say a word, they'll be able to feel it if you're desperate to sell it. They're gonna sense that, and you've just put yourself in a weak position, and they're gonna know it. So they're gonna try and counter you, negotiate you, and they're gonna sell you on selling them that item for their asking price, you know, for what they want to pay. So number seven, listen more, say less. Number eight, don't lose buyers, okay? So what that means is when somebody contacts you with a subprice offer, when somebody gives you a low offer, right away, you don't want to wait on this. Right away, let them know you'll think about it if you haven't sold it by, for example, a week, a month, or whatever time limit you want. But keep their info and just let them know, you know, thanks for the offer. I'll think about it. And if I haven't sold it within the next few months or whatever it is, a week, I will consider your offer. Okay. Here's the thing. Whenever you get a low offer, your first reflex, your first natural reaction might be to, you know, rip them a complete new sales point. But why would you offend a potential buyer as long as it's not a veteran lowballer? Okay. So if someone gives you a low offer, why would you get mad at them and try and set them straight and risk losing a buyer? Okay. Instead, like I said, simply tell them, thanks for the offer. I'll consider it. If it doesn't sell within the next, you know, couple weeks or few months, I will consider your offer and keep your contact info on hand. Okay. So number eight, don't lose buyers. Number nine is stick to your price. Okay. Stick to your price. Keep your eye on the price. A rookie mistake in the flipping business is lowering the price when the buyer shows up. Now, I've been guilty of this. I've done this a lot in the past, but really, I want to drill this into your mind. I've been improving. I've been working on it as well. Now, obviously, it depends on the item. You know, I'm not saying always be firm forever on every little deal, everything you flip, but basically, try not to lower the price when the buyer shows up. Okay, before you lose profit because you want to make the sale immediately, ask yourself, you know, really think about this. This is a motivated, has spent time, money, and effort to get here buyer. Why would I not stick to the price we've already negotiated? Okay, they want it, but they're playing cagey and casual. Okay, don't fall for it. You know, if you guys already agreed on the price, once the buyer shows up and they try and, like, you know, haggle or negotiate with you, stick to your price. Do not give in. Don't fall for it. Act like you've got other buyers to see, but don't be aggressive about it, okay? Stay friendly and be as casual as they are, but don't budge, because you are going to get your price, okay? Especially, like I said, if the buyer spent the time, energy, and effort to drive to you or meet you wherever it is that you guys agreed upon to meet, chances are that they already brought the amount of money that you're looking for. So don't give in. A lot of times someone will agree, let's say you're selling something for $100. They agree on it and they show up. They'll be like, yeah, oh yeah, I kind of don't like this and that. Oh, it's got this mark on it. I'll give you 75, you know, really test the waters, try and calibrate them. obviously, if it's something, if, for example, if you posted an item that in the ad, like the photos, for example, it looked perfect and flawless, but in real life, it's really not, and it's actually beat up and in bad condition, that would have been a bad move on your part anyway. But let's say the item that they saw in the ad is identical in real life when they see it up close to what you posted, and they come and they try and make up excuses and throw you a low offer. Don't accept it. Okay, hold your ground and don't put yourself in a weak position and give in. They will likely give you your full asking price. Number 10 is bring a buddy. Okay, so whenever you are with someone else, when you bring someone, basically your sidekick provides encouragement, backup, and courage. Without doing a thing, simply their presence there, okay? They just have to stand there and you'll feel stronger and smarter. I'm not saying frighten them, but choose the unlikely looking strong guy rather than the obvious muscle man. And not to mention, it's also handy to have a witness, specifically, you know, particularly with more expensive items, okay? They'll keep you on track too if you agree to it beforehand. Now you have someone to report to if you mess up. Number 11 is build on the trust and respect. Okay, as long as the person is not a scammer, they trusted you enough to show up, so build on that. Lots of times I've had people stop trying to lower the price because they liked me. Okay, sometimes people show up and they could easily negotiate the price with me, but they don't because they like me, okay? They don't even bother. They don't even think about that. And they're like, yeah, I'm totally willing to pay you full asking price because I like you, basically, okay? And everybody walks away happy from it, you know? And if you seem like a decent person, most times those types of people will agree with your price as long as they want whatever it is you're selling. And some people will say that this business will make you harder. I think it's the complete opposite. You get what you give when it comes to relationships, even if it's a one-off transaction, even if it's, you know, you meet someone one time and one time only just to do the deal, it can be a great experience, okay? Now, with all these good people out there, you can uncover that goodness if you show them respect and courtesy. Not only is it the right thing to do, but it's just simply good for business. You're going to make more money, you're going to meet more people, and you're going to grow in a lot of different ways, which goes into number 12, which is treat everyone like a human being, okay? If someone gives you a low offer that pisses you off, don't suddenly treat them like they're no longer a human being, okay? Again, stop, you know, stay grounded and treat them like a normal human being. So, you know, talk to them with respect, kindness, understanding, and simply, if you don't agree to that offer they give you, you know, simply say, like I mentioned before, you know, I've got another offer that's higher than that, so I'm going to have to pass, or I'll keep your contact info on hand, whatever it is, okay? Treat everyone like a human being. I don't care if they call you, email you, text you. On the other side, there's a human being, just like you, with feelings, emotions, intellect, etc. Number 13, always remember, WIIFM, we call it WIFM, what's in it for me? So, whenever you're selling, you always want to keep in mind, ask yourself, think like a buyer, what's in it for me? Okay, what's in it for the buyer? Okay, so if you can really jump inside of the buyer's mind and think of things, think of why they should buy your product for X dollars or etc., you can really continue to sell them on your asking price. Okay, now we're just jumping into in the trenches, salesmanship, understanding other people, etc. Always ask yourself, what's in it for the buyer? Think about that, put yourself in their shoes, then sell them on it, okay? Number 14 is be prepared for questions and objections. Okay, so if you're selling something on Craigslist, a lot of times people are going to contact you and ask you a lot of questions about it, or they're going to give you objections, you know? So be prepared for that. And, just to give you an example, I sell a lot of keyboards. So one huge thing I've noticed is that a lot of people call or text or email me asking if the keys are weighted. That basically means that when you press the key of the keyboard down, it feels heavy like a real piano. So Some people like weighted keys, others do not. So I'm constantly, I constantly find myself having to answer these for buyers. So what I do instead is just put it in the ad. You know, think about your buyer objections and questions. If you can, also include it in your ad description. That way you're not getting all these calls and emails asking the same questions over and over again. Or, you know, another example is if it's like a furniture piece, they might ask, what material is it? You know, like I said, constantly think about questions and objections buyers might have. So, furniture piece, what material is it? What are the measurements? What is it made of? Where did you, what's the name brand? So think about all these questions and try and answer them in your description when you're selling. Okay, number 15 kind of ties into number 14, simply educate people and provide value. So, you know, put a lot of information in your ad descriptions to really educate people and teach them something about the item you're selling. Last one for this part is number 16, which is never argue about value. Okay, people are going to call and text you and straight up, you know, rudely in your face tell you that's not worth that. You're stupid. You're crazy. No one in the world is going to buy that. I remember I was selling a paintball gun on eBay for, I think, $300. It was actually two paintball guns. It was a huge package deal with, like, two paintball guns and a mask and a vest and all that. So this guy messages me on eBay, okay? Now, keep in mind, it's a buyer who's just completely angry, you know, butthurt, and just totally, like, you know, he's one of those guys who just was not happy with the price I put up. So he messaged me, and basically he's just like, here's a screenshot of exactly the message that he sent me, okay? Basically, you will never sell that stuff, and that's not the S word I wanted to use for $300, maybe $200 if you're lucky. I'm a paintball collector. Why don't you look at the going rate of that stuff used? $100 for Alpha Black E-Grip, maybe $50 to $75 for the other stuff, and yes, I know what you paid for it. So when you first read a message like this, keep in mind, think about what it's going to do to your emotional state. Most people, if you were selling a paintball gun set and you get a message like that, your immediate response reaction will probably be anger, frustration, and it'll kind of throw you off balance. Okay. And you probably want to reply something really mean or something really nasty back. But think about this. First of all, you should be completely smiling at his message because you are a trained flipping ninja. You can sell, if you wanted to, you could probably sell that paintball set for $1,000. Do you know what I mean? Like, again, people, this guy unfortunately does not know how to sell. He doesn't know how to market. He's going based off of assumptions. Okay. He's being realistic. Now, if you want to make a lot of money in the flipping business, you can't be realistic. You have to be unrealistic. I already know that those paintball guns are worth less than $300. Okay. But I also know that if you can create a killer ad, you know, create an awesome ad, a package deal, high perceived value, and really deliver on it, there is someone who's out there who's going to pay you for that item or for those items. Even if they know they can get it cheaper, they're still willing to do it. Okay, that's just how this business is, and that's just how people are. Okay. Secondly, the last sentence, he says, and yes, I know what you paid for it. So now he's assuming that I paid more. He probably thinks I'm one of those type of sellers who, like, bought something for really expensive, and after a while the value went down, and I'm trying to get, like, what I paid for it. The truth is, I only paid $100 for both paintball guns and all the gear. Okay, I bought it for someone else to flip. So there's a lot of unstableness going in this guy's message. He's just pissed off that I'm selling these paintball guns for more than what he wants to pay. Not to mention, he says he's a paintball collector, and it's just funny how, you know, you're going to get people like this who claim to be professionals or, you know, enthusiasts, and that's fine. They could be, but that doesn't mean they know anything about selling, marketing, and business. Okay, so that's just an example of a response you might get. Now, here's the thing. Never argue about value. This is the 16th point. Never argue about value. You might want to message him back and be like, you know, go screw yourself or whatever it is. don't even bother. Okay. Because that's just going to take energy from you that you're better than that. You don't need to be spending your energy trying to argue with people about value or debate. Okay. You've got deals to tend to. You've got money to make. Move on. Ignore it. Don't let it even enter your state or your thoughts. Okay. Brush it off.